this boat does float, right?
It, yeah.
You've tested that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, the motor, on the other hand.
The motor's the one we're worried about, to be honest.
Today, Zach Fansler's campaign trail is the Kuskokwim River. In addition to water and snacks, Fansler fills his boat for the short journey with gifts for the villagers and campaign signs.
They're blue and gold, which were the campaign colors chosen from the start.
That's Fansler's campaign manager, Mitchell Forbes, who sits next to me in the boat.
They're Alaska's state colors. They're also the school colors of Bethel Regional High School, the Warriors.
Tell me about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, so I graduated from BRHS in 2013. I did all of my schooling here, moved here when I was 3 with my parents, and stayed here since.
Forbes is about to start his last year of college at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. He's young for a campaign manager, only 21, but he's already worked on other campaigns.
This is the second big-er campaign I've worked on. I worked on Forrest Dunbar's 2014 house run, when he ran up against Don Young.
The day is sunny and hot, rare weather for this time of year. After half an hour, we arrive in Napakiak. Fansler says that today they haven't scheduled appointments and they're hoping to attend the village's Independence Day Festival, which is on the 2nd of July, instead of the 4th.
So what's the plan, Zach? Just one by one?
One by one. It's the way.
Well, what's the kind of message today?
I think just get out and meet the people and have the same message we've had this whole time. You know, find out what people are concerned about. We've been hearing the same thing, I think, in a lot of these villages, that they feel like they don't have a voice and they feel like Juno's not working for them. So we'll talk to them and have a dialogue.
Hi.
The first person that Fansler speaks to is a man standing behind a grill selling hamburgers. His name is Lloyd Black. He says that he's the manager of the local Native Corporation. Black is concerned about the power cost equalization subsidy.
How do you think that PCE will go?
Well, we need to keep that. That's vital for us out here. If we don't have PCE, we're in a world of trouble.
I followed up with Black after Fansler moved on.
Are you happy with Bob Heron currently and what he's doing in Juneau?
I can't say I'd be as satisfied with him or because you know I haven't heard anything. I think they need to come out here more to see issues that evolve, you know, high-paying bills, electricity, gas, heating.
None of the villagers that I spoke with said that they had met Representative Heron. Most did not know his politics. One group suggested that Fansler and Forbes take down an aging Heron campaign sign on the side of an IRA building. Fansler decided to put up their own sign next to it instead. Games of tug-of-war were announced over a microphone that Fansler commandeered to make a speech.
Feel free when you see us walking around to shake our hands, ask questions, or tell me what you feel, because it's important that we have a leader that listens to the people and does what's in the best interest of his constituents. So thank you very much, and I hope to get everybody's vote August 16th.
I think you got my vote.
Along with the announcer, several others in the crowd said they would vote for Fansler. A tribal police officer named Nastasha Nicholas shows the campaigners the village jail. Fansler tells her he believes public safety is a concern, but neither go into specifics. Nicholas says that she likes that Fansler made the trip to Napakiak and will probably vote for him. Fansler puts up a few more signs as men climb a greased pole in the center of the main square. Then it's time to go back upriver to Bethel. In total, Fansler talked to around a dozen people, many of which offered their support on the spot. Forbes says that they came to Napakiak because the village has one of the highest voter turnouts in the region. The candidate says he was pleased to see so much support, but not everything went well. On the way back to Bethel, the boat ran out of gas. In Napakiak, I'm Adrian Wagner.